This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I had a recent question about rain gardens and what plants work well in them. From marshes to savannas to dry areas, there are some wonderful choices. You must determine first what your sunshade conditions will be and know the climate zone you live in. I have a fantastic link from the University of Minnesota Extension that lists a great many plants for various site requirements on my website, gardenbite.com. As a primer, native plants work best. Lots of grasses are good choices too, including big and little stem, tall manna grass for lakeside, and lots of sedges, which will tolerate partial shade. Fragrant hyssop, agastache, is a prairie perennial that will grow to 40 inches tall and blooms June through October, an absolute bee, butterfly, and bird magnet. Canada anemone and New England aster are wonderful choices for part shade, attract butterflies, and offer successive bloom times. That means flowers from May through October. Baltonia asteroides is a late-blooming swamp to prairie perennial that can grow from 4 feet to nearly 7 feet tall. Its blooms look like small daisies, but they're profuse. One cultivar is named Snowbank, very appropriate. I'll have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com, including some wild statistics about the amount of runoff that cascades off our roofs and into our storm sewers. You'll find plants and more on gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. What do you want to know? Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.